Amen.
今天早上跟大家一起查考屋里满的膏的香气。
This morning we'd like to study the topic. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume.
这个家里假设有一股香气的话是很让人舒服。
If we have a fragrance in our house, it is very pleasant.
那种香气的话，这个家庭一定能够吸引很多的人。
If a house is filled with fragrance, it would be very attractive.
因此大家都很羡慕一个家庭有香气，有温暖。
And then, so a house full of fragrance, it is a house that many would admire.
那作为一个基督徒，本来家庭里面都应该有香气。
So as a Christian, our families should have this fragrance.
这股香气是从基督耶稣而来的。
And this is the fragrance of Christ.
流到我们身上，我们再流给别人。
Through the fragrance of Christ, it comes into us and to others.
请看哥林多后书第二章。
Let's turn to the book of 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第二章十四节。
Chapter 2, verse 14.
十四节。
Chapter 2, verse 14.
感谢神常率领我们在基督里夸胜，并借着我们在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的香气。十五，因为我们在神面前，无论在得救的人身上或灭亡的人身上，都有基督馨香之气。十六，在这等人就做了死的香气，叫他死；在那等人就做了活的香气，叫他活。这是谁能担当得起呢？我们认识耶稣就有了香气。
So here talked about the fragrance of the knowledge of Christ.
那这股香气是很有能力。
And this is the fragrance that is full of power.
能够叫人死，也能够叫人活。
It can bring life or death.
所以能够改变一个人的生命。
It can change the life of a person.
这股香气甚至于能够改变神的心意。
And this fragrance can even change the mind of God.
有些时候我们觉得怎么能够改变神的心意呢？
Sometimes we think about how can we change God's mind.
但事实上这股香气也能够改变神的心意。
And we know that through the scriptures, we know that it is possible.
我们请看创世纪。
Let's turn to Genesis.
创世纪第八章。
Genesis chapter 8.
第八章二十节。
Chapter 8 verse 20.
八章二十节。
Chapter 8, verse 20.
挪亚为神筑了一座坛，拿各类洁净的牲畜、飞禽献在坛上为燔祭。二十一。
21.
神闻那馨香之气，就心里说：“我不再因人的缘故做主地。人虽然从小心里就怀着恶念，也不再按着我才行的灭各种的活物了。”当时神是用洪水毁灭大地。
After God destroyed the world with a flood,
我们知道只要挪亚一家的人进入方舟得以存活。
Noah and his family were saved by the ark.
洪水退以后他为要感恩神的恩典就筑了一座坛。
And because they were saved from the flood, Noah built an altar to the Lord.
那在坛上献燔祭。
And he offered a burnt offering.
那神闻了那股馨香之气以后他就改变心意说：“我从此以后不再因为人的缘故做我主大地。”
And verse 21 says, "The Lord smelled the pleasing aroma and said, 'Never again will I curse the ground because of man.'"
他也说他不再用洪水来毁灭大地。
And never again will I destroy the world with a flood.
就是因为他闻了那股馨香之气。
It is because he smelled that pleasing aroma.
这股馨香之气为什么那么有能力呢？
How could this aroma or fragrance be so powerful?
能够使人死，也能够使人活。
It could cause a man to live or to die.
能够改变一个人的生命。
It can change the life of a person.
而且呢，能够改变神的心意。
It can even change the heart of God.
我们主要是看原文的意思这个馨香馨就是停止休息的意思。停止休息。
And the original meaning of this aroma is to stop or to rest.
那这个跟我们现在人类的忙与乱是一个很强烈的对比。
And so this is a strong contrast to the chaos and busyness in our world.
在这个忙乱的时代当中是不可能发出基督的香气。
In our busy world today, when we are so busy, we cannot emit the fragrance of Christ.
所以我们的生活就是非常忙碌。
So if we live a very busy life,
我们有时候想想啊，慢下来。
We need to think about perhaps slowing down.
啊，甚至有时候停止我们的脚步。
Or perhaps rest or stop our footsteps.
享受安息。
And to give it a rest.
要想想啊，神给我们的恩典。
And to reflect upon the grace of God.
这样子我们才为他发出香气。
Then we can emit that fragrance of Christ.
啊，这个香的意思啊，就是风啊。
And this fragrance or aroma can also be meaning talking about a breeze or wind.
所以很奇妙，这个香气会随着风啊，就飘送到其他地方。
This fragrance is brought to other places through the air.
比如说，有些某些弟兄姐妹，他们有很美好的见证。
For example, brothers and sisters have wonderful testimonies.
他们生命呢有了更新。
Sometimes they experience a renewal of their spiritual life.
为主是基督啊做了很美好的见证。
And they bear testimonies for Christ.
所以这股香气呢，可能从西岸呢吹到东岸。
So this fragrant aroma flows from the east coast to the west coast.
从西岸呢。吹向太平洋的另外一端呢，亚洲。
And from the west coast to the other end of the Pacific.
从东岸呢，再往东一直吹啊，吹到欧洲的地方。
And from the east coast to the other part or to the other side of the Atlantic.
因为馨香出去，它会随着风啊飘送。
For this fragrant aroma will flow or be carried by the winds.
但是我们刚刚读的圣经啊，说在基督耶稣里头才能够有这一股香气。
So this is the fragrance of the knowledge of Christ.
我们要体验到耶稣基督的牺牲。
We need to experience and understand and comprehend the sacrifice of Jesus.
那我们看看有一个家庭呢，这个家庭很特别。
In the time of Jesus, there was a family that was very special.
这个家庭没有爸爸，没有妈妈。
In this family, there is no parents.
可是这个家庭是为耶稣所爱的。
But yet, this is a family that the Lord Jesus loved.
这个家庭，他们能够发出基督的香气。
In this family, we can.Sense the fragrance of Christ.
这个家庭因为发出基督的香气，所以也是耶稣所爱的一个家庭。
And because it is full of fragrance, that is why it was loved by the Lord Jesus.
这个家庭因为他们发出耶稣的香气，所以很多人都很羡慕。
Because this is a family that is full of fragrance of Christ, that is why it was admired by many.
2000年以后的今天，我们还在传扬着。
And 2,000 years later, we can still smell that fragrance.
今天我在这里为他们做见证。
Today, I testify on their behalf.
1,000年以后，假如世代还存留着，人们还是一样为他们做见证。
Perhaps 1,000 years from now, if the world still exists, if the world will continue to bear testimony.
这股香气啊，继续在飘送下去。
This fragrance continue to flow and to carry on.
我们看这个家庭怎么来为耶稣发出香气。
Let us study how this family can be so full of fragrance.
请翻开约翰福音。
Let's turn to the book of John.
约翰福音十二章。
John chapter 12.
约翰福音十二章十一节。
Chapter 12, verse 11.
十二章的第一节。
Chapter 12, verse 1.
约翰福音十二章第一节。
John 12 verse 1.
我们为了了解这个家庭背景，我们先看十一章的第一节。
Let's first turn to chapter 11.
约翰福音十一章第一节。
To understand the background, let's first read chapter 11 verse 1.
叫一个患病的人名叫拉撒路，住在伯大尼，就是玛利亚和他姐姐马大的村庄。这玛利亚就是那用香膏抹主又用头发擦他脚的。患病的拉撒路是他的兄弟，他姐妹两个人就打发人去见耶稣，说：“主啊，你所爱的人病了。”那这个家庭有三个人。
In this family, there are three siblings.
所以两个姐姐，一个弟弟。
And two sisters and a brother.
姐姐就是马大，还有玛利亚。
That is Martha and Mary.
弟弟就是拉撒路。
And the brother Lazarus.
这个家庭没有妈妈，没有爸爸。
And the Bible didn't describe a father or a mother.
那我们再翻回来。约翰福音十二章第一节。
So in chapter 12, verse 1,
逾越节前六日啊，耶稣来到伯大尼，就是他叫拉撒路从死里复活之处啊。二十，有人在那里给耶稣预备宴席。马大伺候，拉撒路也在那里同耶稣坐席的人中。第三，玛利亚就拿着一斤极贵的珍拿刀香膏。 抹耶稣的脚，又用自己的头发去擦，屋里就满了膏的香气。那这边是记载他们决定了三个人。
He talked about the three, the sister, the two sisters and a brother.
啊，可是，在路加福音的第十章呢，有些指挥说到他们家里做客。
And in the book of Luke, describe how Jesus went to their house to be a guest.
啊，只记载两个人。
And there only recorded two people.
那个时候啊，他们怎么来服侍耶稣
？And how did they serve the Lord Jesus?
我们请看路加福音的第十章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 10.
38节。
Verse 38.
他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大，接他到自己家里。39。他有一个妹子名叫玛利亚。在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道，四十。
Verse 40。
马大吃过的事多，心里就忙乱，就进前来说：“主啊，我的面子留下我一个人来伺候你，你不在意吗？请吩咐他来帮助我。”四十一。
41。
耶稣回答说：“马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦恼。”这是马大他的伺候。
This is how Mary, how Martha served Jesus.
那玛利亚呢？却在耶稣脚前。静静的听道理。
But yet Mary was sitting and listening to the Lord Jesus.
啊，在这一次的接待耶稣当中呢，看不到拉撒路的影子。
And in this passage, we did not see any recording regarding Lazarus.
那我们先来看马大的服事。
But if we look at Martha, how she served Jesus.
马大服事呢，圣经说啊，她忙乱。
The Bible says that she was so busy.
啊，他就为了很多的事情在思虑烦恼。
And she was distracted by all the preparation.
可是，在约翰福音的十二章里头就没有在记载马大服事的抱怨。
And so in chapter 12 of John, it no longer records how she was distracted by the serving.
在路加福音，我们可以看得出来，她是在服事事情。
In the book of Luke, it recorded that she was trying being distracted by many things.
他服侍事情，不是服侍人啊，不是服侍耶稣。
She was serving, in preparation, and she was not serving Jesus.
可是，在约翰福音呢，他就进步了，他是服侍耶稣基督。
But in Book of John, we see that she improved. She was serving Jesus.
所以我们看出来，马大服侍啊，是从服侍人、服侍事情到服侍人。
So from Martha's servitude, she improved from serving.Man or serving other matters to serving the Lord Jesus.
因为事情本身啊是没有生命的。
Because the matter itself, it is without life.
事情的本身是没有感情的。
And things in the world has no feelings.
比如说我们在唱这本赞美诗。
For example, if we sing from the hymn book,
我们拿起赞美诗。
We hold it in our hands.
这是纸啊。
It is made of paper.
这是一个东西。
It is a thing.
东西的本身是没有生命的。
Things itself has no life.
但是当我们灌入我们在唱赞美诗的时候，灌入我们的感情，灌入我们的思想意念，那个就会带来生命。
But if we, as we sing the hymn, if we put in our feelings and our emotions, it will bring out the life.
所以服侍事情本身啊，那个事情本身是死的。
So as we try to do something, that thing itself, it is lifeless.
我们最主要是服侍人。
What is more important is to serve man.
有人才有事啊。
Only if there is people, then there is work.
我们服侍的对象是人啊，不是事情的本身。
We are serving men, not things.
那很多人就是弄错了服侍的对象。
So some have been confused as to the object of their servitude.
好像有人在教宗教教育啊。
Some people, they are RE teachers.
教到后来觉得非常累。
At the end, they feel very tired.
那后来就不想教了。
So they wanted to quit.
因为他教得非常累。
Because they feel very tired in teaching.
好像普通学校老师一样教得非常累，就不想再教，就退休了。
Just like the teachers in the public schools, they feel tired and they retire.
那学校教跟教会的教有什么不一样呢？
And what is the distinction between the teaching in schools and teaching in RE classes?
因为在教会里的教是在服侍人，在服侍我们的下一代啊。
We, as we teach, we are serving our next generation.
是一个生命的流传啊。
It is a passing on of life.
教宗教教会教下一代就是一个生命改造的工程。
And we are changing the life of our next generation.
帮助我们学生改造他们有个很美好的生命
to help them build up a beautiful spiritual life
能够他们有能力去应付未来各种的挑战
so that they may have the ability to face the many challenges in the future
应付各种的引诱
to face and overcome the temptations
所以这种服事就是带有感情啊
so this type of servitude it carries a feeling or emotion
好像父母亲教教孩子一样也是带有感情的
just like parents teaching our children we need to have the feeling
妈妈为什么要教导孩子啊帮忙洗碗
why does the mother need to teach the children how to wash dishes
洗碗本身并没有什么
washing dishes it is nothing
就是我们爱孩子我们希望孩子将来有一天能够独立能够自己做一个美好的判断选择
But we love our children, we wanted them to learn to make decisions, to make the right choices in life.
他将来能够知道怎么去服侍别人。
So that they can also learn how to serve others.
那个教导洗碗的背后就是爱。
So the motivation behind teaching them to wash dishes, it is out of love.
现在马大她进步了。
So Martha, she made some improvements.
她在服侍人，她在服侍耶稣基督，她不再服侍事情。
She is now serving the Lord Jesus, not just busy work.
她不再服侍那些炒菜、那些杂物的工作。
She is not just busy and being distracted with all the preparation work.
虽然她工作的内容是一样的。
Even though the content of her work may be the same.
但她思想观念不一样。
But her mindset, her motivation is different.
我们今天有很好的科技。
Today we have a very good technology.
所以啊，大家在联络都是用网路啊，用 email 来联络，电子邮件。
And we communicate through electronic means.
啊，躲在电子邮件的后面呢、啊，在联络。
And we communicate mostly through email.
事实上，这个是很方便，但是有时候我们想想，这是死的东西。
This is very convenient, but yet it is not something that is very lively.
有时候我们要用打电话。
Sometimes we need to try to call someone.
听听对方的声音。
Try to listen to others' voice.
看看对方怎么的感受。
To try to experience their feelings.
有一次我要跟一位弟兄啊联络事情。
Once I tried to communicate with a brother.
本来我是想说用电子邮件跟他联络就可以的。
I thought that it might be better to just send him an email.
但是我改变我的想法，我要打电话给他。
But I changed my mind. I call him instead.
结果在电话中啊，听到他孩子一直哭。
During the phone conversation, I heard his children crying.
就问说：“哎，孩子怎么哭啊
？”So I asked him, "Why are they crying?"
他说：“孩子啊，身体不舒服啊。
”And he said he told me that his children are sick.
所以我就知道他孩子不舒服。
So I realized that his children were not feeling well.
啊，就能够帮助他孩子祷告。
So I can pray for them.
那只要是用电子邮件的话，我怎么能够知道他的孩子在生病
？But if I had sent him an email, and there is no way for me to know.
所以我们要服侍人要带有感情。
So as we serve, we need to show some feelings or emotion.
我们是服侍人啊，不是服侍事情。
We are serving men. We are not serving things.
没有人就没有事情啊。
And without people, there is no work.
人是主体。
And man is the essential part.
所以当时啊，亚伯跟该隐他们两个兄弟在献祭。
When Abel and Cain, when they were offering sacrifices to God.
那圣经怎么说？
And as the scriptures recorded,
圣经说神看中亚伯和他的供物。
That God was pleased with Abel's offering.
啊，供物就是东西呀。
And God was pleased with his sacrifice, his offering.
人才是主体呀。
So man is more important.
人才是最重要的。
Man is more important than things.
而且神是看中人，然后再看中那些供物啊。
And God looked upon man and then his offering.
那马大现在服侍啊，他不再带着抱怨。
So Martha's she no longer complained in her servitude.
她不会再思虑烦恼。
She no longer was distracted by many things.
我们只要是知道服侍的目的啊，我们的服侍就会很美好，就会发出香气。
If we understand the purpose of our servitude, then our servitude will be full of fragrance.
服侍的目的就是报答主的恩典。
The purpose of serving God is to repay His love.
我们只要是存着这个报答主的恩典在服侍，那我们的服侍不会觉得累。
And if we have this correct mindset, then we will not feel tired.
啊，我们经常听过这么一句话的。
And we often hear a saying.
啊，有一个人呢、啊，因为他要感恩对方给他的恩典，给他的帮忙啊，他就说一句话。
And there was a man who said something out of gratitude.
就是为了报答你的恩典啊，我就做牛做马，我都心甘情愿。
He says that to repay your love, I'm willing to work like a slave for you.
有没有听过这种话？
And we often hear this.
那为什么他甘愿做牛做马？做牛做马很辛苦啊。
And it is not easy to be a slave or to be a to work like a cattle.
第一个，你做马的话，还是做牛啊？那个要犁田的，要拖东西呀、啊。
You know that in the field, the cattle need to plow the field.
很重啊，那个轭是很重的。
And the yoke is very heavy.
那他心甘情愿。
But yet, some are willing to do this.
很辛苦啊。
Even though the work is very tiresome.
可能他辛苦一辈子啊。
Perhaps he may be labor and toil all his life.
因为就是要报答对方那个人的恩典。
And but yet he was willing to repay the love of others.
所以一样啊，我们只要是真正在报答主的恩典，那我们服事就不会觉得累，也不会觉得抱怨，不会觉得烦乱。
So in the same way, if we serve God out of gratitude, out of repaying God's love, we will not feel tired.
那我们也要知道我们所服事的对象是谁啊。
We also need to know the object of our servitude.
有些时候人、啊、总是会有纷争
and there are some dissension or disagreements
但是有时候人们就失去控制、啊、
but sometimes we lose control
就言语、啊、就提高嗓子、啊、
and sometimes we will raise our voices
接着就是言语的攻击
and we attack others
接下去、啊、就是拍桌子
and then we started banging on tables
有时候这种画面、啊、可能偶尔一两次、啊因为可能在教会里出现了
and we may see this even at church.
但这是不是很好了
and this is not very good.
那我就问一位弟兄
so I asked a brother.
那位弟兄在美国公司上班
and he was working for a company.
那我就问他说假如在你们公司在开会的时候有人忽然之间提高嗓子讲话又很不客气又拍桌子这种人他在公司是不是受欢迎、啊、能够生存下去吗
And so I asked him that if someone at work during the meeting would raise his voice and bang on the table, would he, you know, be accepted by the workplace?
他说不敢啊，哪里敢这样子？敢这样子的话，明天就要走路了。
And he said that you know, no one dared to do that because if you do that, you'll be out of a job.
那我说为什么在教会就敢呢、啊、
？And so I asked him why are people willing to do this at church?
我说因为看不到那个大老板、啊、
Because they cannot see the big boss.
因为看不到那个天上那个大老板，所以就敢这样子。
Because they cannot see this our boss in heaven, so that is why we dare to do that.
所以我们只要是认识我们的服事的对象是谁的话，我们的态度就会很谦卑。
So if we understand who we are serving, then we'll be full of humility.
那马大呢？他服事到底呀、啊。
So Martha, she served to the end.
啊，一直服事啊，服事到主说要被。定时在以前还在服事
and she served until just before Jesus was crucified.
So 我们也是要服事主耶稣到底
So we also need to serve until the end.
不能够气馁
We cannot give up.
不能够灰心
We cannot lose heart.
有时候虽然遭受人的批评
Sometimes we may be criticized.
批评有时候是好的
Sometimes these criticisms are constructive.
有时候神也要给我们一些考验
And God will also give us some test.
看我们站立得住还是站立不住
To see whether or not we can withstand the trial.
So, 人就是一直能够持续啊，一直能够保守他的职分。
So, if we can continue to serve until the end,
一直能够服侍到底。
If we can continue to do our work,
那这个后来就会像有以利沙有加倍的能力。
Then we'll be like Elisha, have the double portion of the Spirit.
以利沙一直啊服侍以利亚到底。
Elisha, he served Elijah until the end.
所以很多人呢、啊，就是包括以利亚说：“你不用再跟了，拜托。”
And some have told Elisha not to continue to follow.
很多先知的门徒还是告诉以利沙说啊，不用再跟了呢。
And the disciples of the prophet also told him to not follow anymore.
但是以利沙一直跟随到底。
But Elisha followed to the end.
不管别人怎么说。
He did not, it did not matter what others said.
因为当时他受膏的目的就是要服侍以利亚。
Because the purpose of his calling was to follow Elijah.
就是马大他的服事啊进步了
，so Martha her servitude improved.
她发出了服事的香气
，she showed the fragrance of the servitude.
那第二个人物啊就是拉撒路
And the second was Lazarus.
哎, 拉撒路也坐在其中,
Lazarus was among them.
啊, 虽然在路加福音呢, 看不到拉撒路的影子,
even though Lazarus was not recorded in the book of Luke,
啊, 可能跑出去玩呢,
perhaps he was outside.
哎, 虽然圣经没有写说他跑去哪里,
even though the Bible did not say where he was,
反正他就是不在,
but he was not present at the time.
可是到路, 啊, 约翰福音呢, 却是不一样,
when in John chapter 12, he was there.
请看约翰福音的十二章,
let's turn to John chapter 12,
第九节,
verse 9.
约翰福音十二章第九节,
John 12, verse 9.
有许多犹太人知道耶稣在那里, 就来了, 不但为耶稣的缘故, 也是要看他从死里所复活的拉撒路。 第十,
verse 10.
但祭司长, 上议,
连拉撒路也要杀了。
11。我们看看这个时候呢，拉撒路啊，他做了很美好的见证。
So here we see that how Lazarus bear a wonderful testimony.
我们刚刚提到说，马大他的服侍啊进步了。Martha,
her servitude improved.
现在拉撒路他进步了，他做了见证的香气。Lazarus,
he also was able to bear the fragrance of a testimony.
他成熟了,
he was mature.
他现在不到处乱跑啊,
he is no longer running about.
好像有时候那个小孩子, 他几乎的时间啊, 到处乱跑,
sometimes the kids, they cannot sit still. They would run outside during service.
啊, 长大了, 他懂事了, 就能够做得很好, 做得听道理,
but once mature, they can sit still and listen to the sermon.
啊, 不但能够做得听道理, 哎, 也能够啊, 做一个很美好的见证。
Not only did he sat there and listen, he was able to bear a wonderful testimony.
很多人啊, 因为他从死里复活, 哎, 也来信耶稣了。
Many, because of the account of him being raised from the dead, they come and believe in Jesus.
啊, 这个时候啊, 就是拉撒路还到处乱跑的话,
and so if Lazarus was still running about,
大家都看不到他, 看不到那个从死里复活的见证, 活生生的见证,
if people cannot see him, and him being a living testimony,
啊, 现在亲眼看到他本人在那里,
but now seeing him there,
所以说传闻的从死里复活是真的,
so that the news that they heard that he raised from the dead, that is true.
复活对我们今天来讲是什么意思呢?
So to be raised from the dead, what does it mean to us today?
我们不用等待复活, 不用等待说从死里再复活,
there's no need to wait for resurrection.
现在啊, 就是复活了,
now is the time of resurrection.
我们受洗以后就已经复活了, 第一次复活了,
and our first resurrection is when we were baptized.
因为圣经告诉我们, 受洗就是与基督同埋葬同复活,
and the Bible says that to be baptized is to die and to be raised again with Christ.
那复活以后就有一个新的生命,
when we are raised again, we live a new life.
所以我们有一个, 啊, 生命更新的见证,
our life is renewed, and this is a testimony.
在基督里啊, 这个生命就是新的,
in Christ Jesus, we live a new life.
我们的生命会跟以前不一样,
or we should live a life different from in the past.
我们的脾气只要是还跟信耶稣以前一样的话, 那就没有进步了,
and if our temper is the same as in the past, then we have not improved.
我们的价值观只要是还跟没有信耶稣以前一样, 也是没有进步,
if we have the same set of values as in the past, then we have not made any change.
我们人生观只要是跟信主以前一样, 也是没有进步啊,
if our outward towards life is the same as in the past, then we have not changed.
啊, 现在信了耶稣以后,
after we believe in Christ,
我们也是从死里复活, 像大扫路一样,
we have been raised from the dead, just like Lazarus.
我们的生命已经更新了,
our life has been renewed.
我们的思想观念也更新了,
our thoughts should be renewed.
我们以前啊, 看世界很重,
in the past, we look very heavily upon the world.
看钱财很重,
we view money as very important.
看享受很重,
we place great emphasis on enjoyment.
看名声很重,
on titles and positions.
可现在信耶稣又不一样,
but after believing Jesus, it is different.
看耶稣很重要啊,
and we view Christ Jesus as the most important.
耶稣是看不见的,已经离开世间了,在天上,
and Jesus, he is not visible, we cannot see him.
但是他如何爱我们,
but yet he loves us.
那个十字架能还活化在我们内心呢?
The power of the cross should live in our hearts.
大家有看过那个基督受难记的影片?
And perhaps some of you have seen the movie, the suffering or the passion of the Christ.
Right? 啊, 有, 在天堡有一位白人的弟兄啊,
There was in the UK, there was a Caucasian...
在 Tampa, 在 Florida,
Tampa. In Tampa, there was a Caucasian brother.
啊，那个个子啊，是很快啊，很壮的。
And he has a very heavy set.
那个子相当高啊。
And he was very tall.
他是军人退伍的，军人退伍。
And he was retired from the military.
啊，军人退伍就是有一股气，他是个不随便流眼泪的。
And he would never shed tears.
掉眼泪，不随便掉眼泪的。
And as a soldier, he was trained not to cry.
他看这个影片的时候，他告诉自己说：“我一定不掉眼泪。”
And before going to the movie, before going to see the movie, he promised himself that he would never cry.
结果去看了又还是掉眼泪啊。
But still, he cried.
啊，有一次我去参加一个姐妹的家庭聚会，
once,
在姐妹家庭聚会。
Once I attended a family service at a sister's house.
那聚完了以后啊。大家在那里，大家互相团契交通。
After service, we had a fellowship.
啊，我看到他们书架上哈、啊、有一部影片的《基督受难记》。
And on the bookshelf, they have they have this movie, The Passion of the Christ.
因为那一次的聚会啊，是从早上星期日早上啊十一点开始。
And the service that morning started from 11 a.m. on Sunday.
啊，到中午的时候就在那里吃饭。
And we had lunch at noontime.
啊，吃完以后还有时间，就顺便看一下。
So after lunch, we viewed that movie.
我很害怕，我那看的话可能也会掉眼泪的。
So I was afraid that I might cry when I see the movie.
但是看到传道掉眼泪，哇，这个不像样。
And so I was afraid that others see a pastor.
我也是告诉自己说不要掉眼泪。
And so I tried to be determined to not shed tears.
可是没办法。
But it was not possible.
啊，眼泪是一直流啊。
My tears was flowing.
实在太感人了。
It was very moving.
那基督耶稣真正受难的样子是比那个更可怕。
And so the actual suffering of the Lord Jesus is much more severe.
就是他的妈妈，主耶稣基督的妈妈，到了十字架的底下都不敢仰头看他的儿子。
And Jesus, even his own mother, dare not look at him.
不成人形啊，被打得不成人形。
And he was beaten, and to the point that he was unrecognizable.
沿路上啊，都是他的血肉啊。
And his blood was on the ground.
只能够用一句话说惨不忍睹啊。
And it was very pitiful sight.
所以你看，这是我们主耶稣基督啊。
So the Lord Jesus suffered so much for us.
我们要为他而活。
So we need to live for him.
但拉撒路他有个很美好的见证。
So Lazarus he bear the testimony.
我们也是要为基督耶稣有一个很美好的见证。
So we must also bear a wonderful testimony for Christ.
主耶稣他来的时候是带着丰丰满满的恩典而来。
The Lord Jesus brought with him a fullness of grace and truth.
所以我们要在他的恩典当中长进。
So we must grow in his grace.
我们就很美好的见证。
So that our lives can also be a wonderful testimony.
所以我们的生活当中是天天都有见证的。
So that we have new testimonies every day of our life.
我们只要是找不到见证可以分享，那就是我们有问题啊。
And if there's no testimonies in our lives, then something is wrong.
不是耶稣远离我们。
It is not that God is far away from us.
主耶稣还在我们心中啊。
That Christ.Living our hearts.
主耶稣还在我们身边，在随时帮助我们呢。
Christ is with us and he helps us.
只是我们没有去注意他。
But yet we pay no attention to him.
啊，拉撒路以前是不注意的。
In the past, Lazarus perhaps.
所以他不在场。
So he was absent.
他看耶稣也不是很重要。
He did not view Jesus as someone important.
那个时候因为他年纪还小啊，不懂事啊。
Perhaps he was still young.
现在长大了。
But now he has matured.
我们道理听很多，也是要长进啊。
So as a person, we need to grow in faith.
啊，在基督耶稣的恩典中长进。
To grow and mature in Christ.
天天有恩典。
So that the grace of God abound in our lives.
让我们能够做一个很美好的见证。
So that we can be a wonderful testimony.
啊，很多人你会因为我们从复活，从死里复活以后，有生命的更新啊，来信耶稣。
And many can come to Christ because of our testimony of resurrection.
啊，第三个人物啊，就是。玛利亚。
And the third person in his family is Mary.
我们看约翰福音的十二章。
John chapter 12.
这个玛利亚就拿着一斤极贵重的针，拿到香膏抹耶稣的脚，又用自己的头发去擦，屋里就满了膏的香气。他当时要献这个香膏。
Maria was prepared to offer the expensive perfume.
那根据其他福音书啊，说他趁着耶稣坐席的时候，就赶快拿香膏，并且打破香膏啊，打破那个瓶子，膏在耶稣的身上。
And in other gospel books, it recorded that while Jesus was sitting at a banquet, she broke the jar of perfume and anointed on Jesus' feet.
所以他就趁着耶稣在的时候，就赶快做这个事情了。
So she did this for Jesus while he was still there.
他能够把握机会。
She grasped the opportunity.
他排除万难啊。
She was able to conquer all difficulties.
能够拨空间啊，拨时间给主耶稣。
To find the time and to find the opportunity to serve the Lord Jesus.
我们自然人 有时候我们会说、啊、就顺其自然、啊、孩子要不要服侍主，要不要去教会、啊、让他自然。
And sometimes we said that just let things be, let it you know, be natural. Don't try to force our children to come to church.
某某慕道者他要不要接受洗礼，让他自然、啊、让他自然。
And, whether or not a true seeker wanted to be baptized, just let them be. If they wanted to, then so be it.
晚上要不要去参加聚会，就自然身体觉得不累的话就去教会，累的话就不用去的了。
We do not to attend evening service. If we are tired, we stay home. If we are not tired, then we go.
啊，有时间就去啊，没有时间就不用。
If we have time, we go. If we don't have time, just try next time.
自然是很可怕的一个字啊。
And you know, just to be natural, this is something, this is a word that is very frightful.
我们请看哥林多前书第二章。
First Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多前书第二章十四节。
First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14.
哥林多前书第二章的十四节。
First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14.
男儿属血气的人不能够领会神圣灵的事，反倒以为愚拙，并且不能知道，因为这些事唯有属灵的人才能够看透。所以属血气的人不能够领会神的事情。十四节。
Verse 14.
这个属血气啊，第二章十四节，属血气啊，就是这个自然啊，英文叫做 natural man。
Here says that in verse 14, here says that about the natural man of flesh。
所以这个自然人啊，是不会引领我们来认识主啊。
And or the man without spirit cannot understand the spirit of God。
因为自然人是属于血气的。
For they belong to the flesh。
所以，假如要让自然的话，那什么事情都不会发生啊。
And so if it if we let it be, you know, just be natural, then we cannot understand God.
但是玛利亚她不一样。
But Mary was different.
她排除万难，她很认真，很用心啊。
And she was very devoted, and she tried to put aside all the things.
她怎么用心？
And how was she so dedicated?
第一个，她要知道主耶稣什么时候要来啊。
First, she needed to try to determine when Jesus will come to her house.
所以他知道主耶稣要来以后，他就把这一天呢、啊，在他日历上再 mark 起来，说这一天呢、啊，我不能够有其他的 schedule， 不能够有其他事情呢、啊。
So she has to mark this on her calendar that she cannot do anything else that day.
那第二个
，second，
他要把香膏准备好啊。
She has to prepare this jar of perfume.
那主耶稣要来，你没有香膏的话。事情办不成啊。
Because if Jesus comes on that day and you don't have the perfume ready, you cannot anoint the ointment.
那第三个。
Third.
要怎么样把香膏浇在主耶稣身上呢？
How was she able to pour the perfume on Jesus?
她来想想。
She thought about it.
就把那个玉瓶打破。
She broke the jar.
打破的话就没有挽回的余地啊。
When you broke the jar, then there's no reservation.
就是他的牺牲，他的奉献。
So that is her dedication, her sacrifice.
也是他的决心。
It's also her determination.
这个玉瓶呢，我们每一个人都像一个玉瓶。
We are all like a jar of perfume.
我们每一个人看自己都很重要啊。
We view ourselves very important.
所以以弗所书第五章那边在谈到夫妻之间关系，也在谈到。教会跟基督之间的关系。
So in Ephesians chapter 5 talked about a husband and wife, Christ and the church.
啊，圣经就说啊，从来没有人恨恶自己的身体。
And so in there, the scripture says that no one hates his own body.
总是保养顾惜。
But rather treasure it and cherish it.
而且每一个人都是很顾惜自己的身子。
So we all try to take care of our own body.
可是保罗他说。我们要把我们身体献上，当作活祭。
But yeah, Paul says that we must offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
Okay, 很多人呢、啊、会提供意见。
So others may have opinions.
很多人呢、啊、会批评。
Many will criticize.
但是要叫他去做的话，他确实。 不喜欢去做。
But yet they are unable to do it.
他们啊珍惜他的玉瓶。
They treasure their own jar.
我们看保罗啊，他把自己献上当成活祭。
Paul himself, he offered himself as a sacrifice.
啊，最近在 NYTS 有一堂课啊，就是有关的服事，就是要把我们真理啊传承下去。
In this NYTS, there was a class about how to pass on our faith or our belief.
那谈到保罗，他把真理传给提摩太。
And the class was about how Paul passed on the duty to Timothy.
那我就问学生啊，说保罗把他的遗产啊传给提摩太，他的遗产是什么
？And we talked about how Paul gave his inheritance to Timothy, and what was this inheritance?
啊，大家讲这个讲那个啊，但是事实上，他最主要的遗产就是不怕死。
And the most important thing that he passed on was not being fearful of death.
他传福音啊，不怕死。
He did not consider his life in preaching the gospel.
那为什么他不怕死？
And why was he unafraid to die?
啊，他是那个明知啊，那个山上有虎啊，他却是往虎山行。
He knew that there was danger, but he ran towards the danger.
因为基督爱啊，催逼着他。
Because the love of Christ constrains him.
所以一个人只要体验到基督的爱
，So if we can experience the love of Christ,
他一样啊，会为着主耶稣基督啊牺牲啊。
We are willing to sacrifice for him.
就像玛利亚一样，能够发出基督的香气。
So just like Mary, she was able to show the fragrance of Christ.
然后她打破玉瓶以后
，After she broke the jar,
就把这个膏啊，就膏在主耶稣的身上。
She poured the perfume on the feet of Jesus.
就是把最好的用在主耶稣身上。
She gave her best to Jesus.
把我们家庭呢开放作为聚会的场所。
To open our family as a place of worship.
把我们家的钢琴、啊、用来弹赞美诗
，and to use our piano in our house to play hymns。
把我们最好的车子、啊、用来接送弟兄姐妹
，to use our vehicles to transport brothers and sisters。
这个、啊、就是把最好的用在主耶稣的身上。
So this is to pour the perfume on Jesus。
我们看玛利亚用头发去擦干耶稣的身体
，she used her hair to wipe Jesus' feet。
用头发去擦，因为已经把膏啊膏在耶稣身上。
Because the perfume has already been poured on Jesus' feet.
耶稣就有香气啊。
And so the house was full of fragrance.
然后再用她自己的头发去擦。
And when she used her hair to wipe.
所以她的头发也有香气。
Then her hair was also full of fragrance.
因此耶稣有了香气，我们才有香气。
So when Jesus has the fragrance, then we will also have the fragrance.
耶稣有了荣耀，我们才有荣耀。
When Jesus is glorified, then we ourselves will be glorified.
一个家庭有了很美好的服事。
And the entire family set a good example of servitude.
因为他们有服事的香气。
Because of the fragrance of their servitude,
有见证的香气。
The fragrance of testimony,
有牺牲的香气。
And the fragrance of willingness to sacrifice.
难怪这个家庭啊，充满了香气。
So this was a family that was full of fragrance.
这个家庭也是很令人羡慕的家庭。
This was a family that was admired by many.
这个家庭也是蒙神所爱的一个家庭。
This is a family that was loved by the Lord Jesus.
要唱诗。
Let's sing him.
119首。
Sing him 119.
Jesus, all my being in rhymes and poems, all my thoughts and words and doings, all my days and all my hours. All for Jesus, all for Jesus, all